lock, electoral college lock, and he targeted three states in particular to say that, you know, either Trump or MAGA candidates have not fared well in, which are Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. And Chuck, you and I are old enough, Jim, all three of us are old enough to remember when Arizona and Georgia were deep red, predictably red. Wisconsin has kind of always been a swing state, even going back to the Reagan years. But Arizona and Georgia have been solid red, so red that even their Democrats were conservative. And somehow Democrats, I think immigration is a big part of it, have been able to make those red states into purplish states, and some might say even starting to trend blue. So with this so-called – well, first of all, do you agree with the premise that the Democrats, as it stands right now, have an electoral lock on the Electoral College? Or do you believe that a Trump or DeSantis can draw an inside straight and do what the Trump miracle did in 2016?
No, I don't believe the Democrats have a lock by any stretch of the imagination. However, it does mean that Republicans are going to have to try to learn from history for a change, and they're just going to have to campaign differently in these swing states. You know, they were all close states the last time. And I think that gets to the point, Nigel, you were making about electability, and that's been the knock against Donald Trump. Look, he won in 2016 when he wasn't supposed to, and he lost in 2020 when he wasn't supposed to. But don't write him off. I mean, that shouldn't say that he can't get elected again in 2024, because Republicans hopefully will have learned lessons from 2020. They got caught unawares, and there was election. There was the whole rigging by the media and the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop story. We all know that. But we've now learned from it. We know what they're going to do in 2024. So just because President Trump did not win in 2020 in a close election doesn't mean that he can't win in 2024. But that's the case that he's going to have to make to the Republican primary voters when they start voting next year. He's going to have to do things differently from what happened in 2020. But we do know now we've been warned. We've seen what they did in other states. Steps have been taken in a number of states to prevent it from happening again, and now we'll just have to see what happens with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis once they're both in the race, once they start going toe-to-toe. And again, I don't want to dismiss the other candidates as not worthy, but the population sees that this is a Trump-DeSantis, Ron v. Don race, and it will be when we get to January next year.
I think so, too. And DeSantis is a tremendous candidate. You know, and you said that you're neutral. I'm semi-neutral in that, you know, I am a big supporter of Donald Trump. I consider myself a citizen of MAGA Nation. At the same time, though, I'm a big fan of Ron DeSantis and what he's done in Florida. I'm a little bit concerned, and I know, Chuck, that you and I are both strongly pro-life, but I'm a little concerned about the abortion bill that was just signed, the six-week, I think it's a heartbeat bill, that essentially makes abortion illegal in the state of Florida after the sixth week. How do you think that's going to play with that incredibly important demographic, suburban soccer moms, if you will, that, you know, the suburbs of Alexandria, Virginia, or right outside of Milwaukee, or outside of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, those suburbs tend to determine who win those states, and those states tend to determine who the next president of the United States is. How is abortion going to play out in 2024?
Well, whether Republicans want it to be an issue or not doesn't matter. The Democrats are going to make it an issue. So many of their candidates ran on that issue and almost only that issue in 2022. And in swing precincts, swing districts, swing states, which we have a lot of here in Nevada, it was an important issue and it will come back up again. And, you know, if you go out into rural Nevada in our 15 rural counties, you know, they're really rock solid pro-life Republican counties. That's fine. But in Washoe and Clark, you got to factor in where these independents are going to be on that issue. And the Republican Party needs to do some serious work on crafting their messaging so that they secure their base, The pro-life base, that's important, but they also got to find a way, some kind of wedge issues to get into those independent voters and get them to swing over to the GOP side from the Democrat side, who actually have, they think this is a very, very important issue. They believe that they need to protect abortion rights in this state. And even though it's in our Constitution, it is protected. The Democrats didn't let that stop them from using it as an issue last year. Republicans, frankly, let them get away with it. They messaged terribly, and they're going to have to fix that if they're going to be able to overcome that issue among independent voters.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, Democrats put the D in demagogue because they demagogue the issue, and we have to give a tip of the hat, Chuck. It worked. It worked in many, many places. I mean, even when you had referendums in deep red states, like I think, was it Nebraska, where there was an abortion referendum that was on the given out to voters, and the pro-life side went down tremendously, and that is very worrying. You're absolutely right, Chuck. We have got to tighten our message. We have got to become more smooth when it comes to discussing that issue of life and abortion. We will be back with Chuck Muth, the campaign doctor and the author of Muth's Truths, after this very short break. This is Nigel Innes subbing for Kevin Wall, who will be with us tomorrow here at Live and Local, AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
All right, at 1:30 as we check out your conditions right now, moderate flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. You'll tap the brakes there. Otherwise, not too bad. You're averaging about 65 miles per hour, unless you're averaging more. And don't be doing that. Remember, the new HOV hours are only from 6 to 8 a.m. in the morning and 4 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon on Interstate 15 and U.S. 95. So otherwise, feel free to use those lanes, those HOV lanes. They changed the rules on that. Heavy volumes both directions on the 15, south at Oakey, north at Sunset, and watch for crashes Buffalo at Gallen and Nellis at Sahara.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Golden Knights host the Jets. Vegas up 3-1 in the best of seven. If the Jets force Game 6, that would be Saturday in Winnipeg. Game 7, if necessary, in Vegas on Monday night, May the 1st. Major League Baseball on Wednesday. The Pirates with an 8-1 win over the Dodgers. Ronzi Contreras gave up two hits in six scoreless innings. Rodolfo Castro had a pair of hits for the Pirates, who won for the eighth time in nine games. The Padres beat the Cubs 5-3. Fernando Tatis Jr. drove in three runs with a pair of singles, including a two-run hit in the seventh. The Angels beat the A's 11-3. Brandon Drury hit a homer. He doubled and drove in three runs. Shohei Ohtani hit a late two-run homer. Hunter Renfro also went deep, and Ohtani drove in three runs for L.A., which is 1-4-6. Oakland became the fifth team in Major League history to lose 20 games in April.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Travel, 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back rocking and rolling with Chuck Muth, the founder and president of Citizen Outreach and founder of Campaign Doctor and author of Muth's Truths. You know, Chuck, I saw a poll. Jim was just reminding me of a poll we discussed yesterday that 70% of Americans see the country going in the wrong direction. Another poll showing that one third of Democrats will vote, are leaning towards voting third party in 2024. You know, my last guest, who you know very well, Amy Tarkanian, actually predicted grudgingly, because I know she would support Trump in the general election, but she predicted a Biden victory. Is it possible that Joe Biden could very well get reelected, or do those polls have something to tell us about the future of the country?
Well, it's certainly possible. He's there now. But you bring up a great point. And we were talking about this earlier, that it's a completely different election cycle in 2024. When President Trump lost in 2020, that was during the whole the COVID stuff and the shutdowns, and Biden hid in his basement and everything else. Joe Biden can't debate this week. He's not going to debate in the Democrat primary, apparently. And when people who are writing off Donald Trump, don't write that man off too soon. He's come back before against all odds, and it's a different Joe Biden than what he faced in 2020. The fact of the matter is, even the Democrats don't really want Joe Biden to be their nominee. And I think that if he is the nominee, that either Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or any other Republican is going to have a chance to beat him, simply because he's done such an awful job running the country. He's done a good job of running the country into the ground, but running the country in a prosperous and safe way. I mean, we got problems internationally with Russia and China. I mean, there's just so many problems that we've got now, that if Joe Biden does end up being the Democrat nominee, whether it's Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, I think Republicans have an excellent chance to take him out.
Well, the thing is, and the only way we're going to do that is to survive a grueling primary process. One thing us Republicans are really good at, and that's nationally and within our state of Nevada, is the circular firing squad. Seems like we know how to beat up on fellow Republicans better than we do beat up on Democrats, if you will. Do you think Ron DeSantis could actually get out of a primary relatively unscathed and actually unite the party, and that President Trump will unite behind him? I feel pretty confident that if President Trump beats Ron DeSantis, that DeSantis will have no problem, you know, going back to Tallahassee, being governor of Florida, and working his butt off to win the state of Florida for Donald Trump, not to mention the rest of the country. But if the tables were reversed, do you think that, God, let me give you a worst case scenario, that Donald Trump is so angered about losing in the Republican primary that he actually flirts with running third party, which might be the only way that Joe Biden could get reelected?
could be. I hope that he doesn't do that. I know that question came up 4 years ago, or maybe it was longer than that, whenever it came up about Donald Trump going to third party, and he dismissed it and said, no, he wasn't going to do that. And I hope he sticks with that. But, Nigel, you really hit the other flip side of the coin. With Donald Trump, I think the argument he has to make is that he's electable in 2024 general election. Governor DeSantis, on the other hand, has a different not suspicion, but maybe Republicans. They know that Donald Trump can take a punch, and if he does, he's going to swing back twice as hard. That's the question that I think Governor DeSantis needs to answer. What he got in Florida as governor from the media, and obviously any Republican is going to get attacked by the media, but what the national media can do to a Republican presidential candidate is so much worse than at the state level. And Governor DeSantis is going to have to withstand that withering assault on him by the media. And that's the question I think he's going to have to overcome with Republican primary voters. Can he be just as tough as Donald Trump was, but maybe articulated in a different fashion from Donald Trump, and be able to withstand that and still hold his ground and win in November? I think those are the two sides of the coin that both of those candidates are going to have to work out with the Republican electorate. And I hope that when they do that, right after last November's election, Newt Gingrich wrote a brilliant column on the danger that Republicans face in 2024, in that the Trump-DeSantis campaign could get so nasty and so bloody that we'll have a replay of the Goldwater Rockefeller disaster in 1964. And it took 40 years before Republicans got back in control of Congress after that presidential primary. So that, I think, is the biggest danger for Republicans right now, is that the party becomes not only irreversibly split for the general election in 2024, but carrying it forward for another 10, 20 years beyond that, and we lose Congress again.
Well, and the irony, I mean, the thing is, with Goldwater and Rockefeller, Governor Rockefeller, New York State, a classic, you know, people call him a liberal Republican. I wouldn't quite say he was liberal. I mean, certainly when it came to crime, he was not liberal, but he was certainly moderate, in the Romney, the George Romney wing of the Republican Party. But there were some serious ideological disputes between Rockefeller and Goldwater. What is so bizarre and Twilight Zone-ish, Chuck, in this primary season, is there's really not much distinction between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. And so, you know, once again, I have no doubt that if Trump gets the nomination, that Ron DeSantis will line up behind him and support him. I'm just terribly concerned. I don't know that Donald Trump could actually bear losing to DeSantis in the primary and then rally behind him in the general election. But I'm just speculating.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, right? But yeah, I'm the eternal optimist. I look at the debacle of 1964. But Nigel, some good things did come out of it, as you know. Number one that came out of
the Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. Yeah. I mean, the time for choosing speech rocketed him to the top of the charts and into the Oval Office years down the road. The second thing about that 64 election was really that was the advent of the modern day conservative movement. When Goldwater lost, you started to see conservative organizations being formed and more conservative candidates. And some will dismiss that that helped create more of the friction between the parties. But I think that was a good thing. Obviously, conservative principles are what works in this country. It's best for the country. And the conservative movement was launched and it's become stronger, and it's even stronger today. So I'm just hopeful that in the long run, even if this becomes a complete disaster in 2024, that we're going to learn some things out of that. And the conservative movement will prosper. It may take a while to recover, but it hopefully will make the conservative movement even stronger, because we know when the Democrats are in charge, that's when everything goes to heck in a handbasket. And unfortunately, we seem to never learn our lessons the easy way. We always have to learn them the hard way. But one thing that Donald Trump has done since 2015, conservatives have been right on the issues, but Donald Trump showed them how to fight back, that you don't have to just sit back and take it when the media hits you, when the what is known as the RINOs, the Republicans name only, the more liberal Republicans, Donald Trump made them as much the enemy as the Democrats.
Absolutely. And they made him the enemy as well. Hey, Chuck, let me hold that thought. We'll let you finish your thought after this very short break. This is Nine Drina substituting for Kevin Wall, who will be back with us tomorrow, live and local, AM 670, KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back with our last segment with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, founder of CampaignDoctor.com, and author of Muth's Truths. Yeah, Chuck, finish your thoughts about the conservative movement and the fact that, you know, out of defeat can come future victories, lessons learned, and future victories if we apply the right principles.
Yeah, and I think nationally it's happening, but let's bring this back home in our final segment here, Niger. I mean, here in Nevada, the conservative movement, in this legislative session so far, I have not seen the conservative movement in this state so active and involved in the legislative session in 25 years that I've been here. They've got some people up there. I mean, they're in a minority, so there's only so much they can do. But you've got outside groups, conservative organizations like Power to Parent, Aaron Phillips Group. You've got Randy Mackey from the Gun Owners, Nevada Firearms Coalition. I mean, there's all the different groups of conservative organizations are now working together for a common good. So you've got gun rights people talking about education reform proposals because they agree with it, even though they're focused mainly on guns. And that's exactly what the conservative movement needs. It's exactly what Grover, you know, our friend, mutual friend, Grover Norquist, he's been doing that in Washington, D.C. for decades now. And it's starting to happen here in Nevada, thanks to Governor Lombardo being elected governor.
And by the way, in our closing minutes, I didn't give you the opportunity to give a letter grade to the governor. How do you think the governor is doing so far?
Well, look, I'm going to give him an A. Clearly, with this caveat, because I do get some of my readers, and I'm sure some of your listeners, Niger, they're saying, well, you know, he proposed the bills, but they haven't passed anything yet. Well, okay, but you have to propose them first. You got to take these things one step at a time. Schoolhouse Rock taught us that. he has put forward some very good, excellent, conservative proposals. The odds of them getting through intact are virtually nil because the Democrats have control of both houses of the legislature. But what this governor has wonderfully done is he set the stage for 2024. If the Democrats shoot down his common sense issues like the education reform proposals that independents like, as well as Republicans and a lot of Democrats, if they shoot that down, now it becomes a campaign issue in 2024. That should help Republicans elect more to the legislature, which will give him the assistance and the aid that he needs to be able to do a much better job and accomplish more in the 2025 session. So I give him an A. I think he's doing everything exactly the right way right now. Is it everything that conservatives want? No, but you got to move the ball sometimes down the field 2 and 3 yards at a time. You can't just always throw a Hail Mary pass.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, use the bully pulpit to create an agenda, lay out an agenda for the people of Nevada, and then let the people decide to do and how much to punish Democrats who try to obstruct that common sense agenda. Actually, one of these groups that you're talking about, these conservative groups doing great work up in Carson City, is NPRI. He Marcus Lopez is actually the outreach director. He's going to be on after Chuck Muth. But you're so right, Chuck. Grover Norquist did some great things. You know, I think it was the Monday meetings in D.C.
Wednesday.
Pardon?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Wednesday
morning
minutes.
At 10 a.m.
Yep. Where you just had a broad umbrella under which a variety of conservative, some libertarian, some just, you know, common sense American patriotic organizations came together under one roof and heard from one another and kibbutzed with one another. It's good stuff, and it's entirely necessary. Look, I still believe, and Chuck, I'm sure you do too, that as Ed Koch used to say, there are Democrats with sanity still left, you know, and so if we could build together a coalition at the foundation of which is conservatives, you know, loyal Republicans, conservative-leaning independents, and those Democrats with sanity, we could very well cobble up a majority to take back the Assembly and maybe at some point the State Senate as well. What are your closing thoughts in terms of the prospects? If you know, we're here in Nevada, and we're a betting city. What are your closing thoughts on the odds that President Trump whips Biden in a rematch?
Boy, that's a great question. While I think of that, let me go ahead and piggyback on your thoughts about Nevada Policy Research Institute, because NPRI has been doing a fantastic job. They have a Grover-Norquist-type meeting once a month. They're using technology, Zoom calls, so that conservatives